Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2127, A Savings Strategy That Works, by Derek Van Ness of BigLifeFinancial.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Finance Daily, where articles covering all facets of personal finance are read to you every day. And you can find Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're listening to this. Please subscribe or follow to get episodes every day. And with that, here's Diana with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
A Savings Strategy That Works, by Derek Van Ness of BigLifeFinancial.com. Everyone knows that saving money is important. We all understand that it is the basis of creating financial stability and a prerequisite to having money to invest. Yet the vast majority of people in the U.S. aren't saving anything. In fact, according to CNBC, a staggering 78% of full-time workers said they're living paycheck to paycheck. In case you don't speak financial jargon, I'll translate. They aren't saving. I'm sure they want to save, but they just can't seem to make it happen. It seems understandable because we all have car repairs, home maintenance, activities for the kids, and everyone needs a 75-inch TV, right? At some point, you've probably felt like every time you're about to get ahead, something comes up and you're back to where you started. Sound familiar? If you are part of the 78%, or even if you aren't, then it's time to listen up, because this simple skill of saving is literally the difference between people who become financially independent and the other 78%. Now, before you say anything, I'm going to tell you something you don't want to hear. The difference between financial success and a double-digit bank account is not about how much money you make. Seriously, it's not. How much money you make does matter, but it's not the most important factor once you get above the poverty line. I've worked with a lot of people that make over $500,000 a year that are broke. Yep, they're living paycheck to paycheck just like everyone else. That may seem impossible, but it's true. In every single case I encountered, it's because they never learned how to save. The reality is, if you never learn to save, then you're learning to spend every dollar you make. It's that simple. If you make more, you spend more. It's very easy to spend an extra $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a year by simply having a slightly nicer house, car, vacation, and eating out a little more often. So by the time you're making 40 grand a month, you have a really nice house, kids in private school, some great trips in your photo albums, and 2 beautiful cars in the garage, but almost nothing in the bank. Simply put, saving needs to be a first priority and a conscious effort, or it rarely works. That doesn't mean it needs to be grueling or difficult. It just needs to be planned and intentional. Here's the simplest way to begin saving right away. From here forward, immediately set aside 20% of every dollar into a savings account. If you can't do 20% right now, then start with 10. Don't wait till the end of the month. Instead, transfer the money as soon as you get paid. You may have heard of the phrase pay yourself first. This is what it means. Most people make the mistake of trying to cut back spending all month and save whatever's left. If you've ever tried this, you know it doesn't work. I've personally talked with thousands of people who've tried it, and the answer is always the same. There's never any left. Bottom line, you have to save first and learn to live on the rest. Even if you're barely making ends meet, begin putting money in the savings account. If you save first, you'll begin to strengthen your saving muscles. You can always pull the money back out of savings for an emergency, so don't let fear keep you from learning to save. Soon enough, you'll begin to see the money build up in your savings account and you'll be on your way. The best part is that seeing your savings account grow gets really exciting. It takes time, but watching the balance go up each month will reconfirm that you're doing the right thing and help you stay on track. If you do this, then as you make more, you save more. More importantly, it becomes a habit that will serve you the rest of your life. Having money in the bank means you get better loans and interest rates. You don't have to put emergency expenses on credit cards, and you won't ever get backed into a bad situation because you have a safety net in your savings account. So if you aren't saving 20% of what you earn now, it's time to start. In fact, if you can automate your savings by having your bank set up an automatic transfer or a sweep, that's even better. Once you get started, you'll be amazed at how fast things change. You just listened to the post titled "A Saving Strategy That Works" by Derek Van Ness of BigLifeFinancial.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So I've noticed that when people start to get interested in improving their financial situation, they ask a lot of questions about investing. While investing is super important and maybe the sexier part of the financial equation, the more you save, the more you're able to invest. And it really boils down to having a mindset that values savings over spending and simply making it a habit. I used to think saving money for the future was a bit dull. So when I first started to save more, it was helpful to have a specific goal to save for. I wanted to walk the Camino de Santiago, which is a 500-mile trek across Spain. And so I needed to account for 2 months of no income while maintaining my cost of my fixed expenses and the cost of the trip itself. Having a big, audacious goal at the forefront of my mind made those daily decisions around spending and saving so much easier. As my mindset changed over time, I realized that while we're all wired for instant gratification and consumerism certainly scratches that itch, saving money is still buying you something. You're buying a little bit of freedom and peace of mind every time you save money. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.